KPU Electric Division Manager Andy Donato says the utility turned on the diesel generators full-time on March 6th. When it warmed up over the recent weekend, they used a mix of hydroelectric and diesel, but then went back to full-time diesel on Monday. The problem isn't the lack of precipitation. There's been a lot falling from the sky. It's just been the wrong kind.
You know, it looks like we got plenty of precipitation. The only problem is it's got to find its way into the lakes. And the temperature is right at the verge, right? So up in elevation, it's still frozen. Evenings, of course, it's frozen.
Donato says he hopes that with warmer temperatures in the forecast, the utility can switch back to hydroelectric power by the end of the week. That's the plan for now, he says, and then they'll take another look at lake levels early next week. Donato says KPU gets about 50% of its hydroelectric generation from Swan Lake, which is owned by Southeast Alaska Power Agency. He says when the lake starts to get low, they like to keep a reserve of potential hydropower in case there's a diesel generator malfunction. And Swan Lake is right at that reserve level now. With all the diesel generation, there will be a surcharge on KPU customers' bills over the next 6 months, but Donato says it shouldn't be too bad because oil prices are so low. While the snow isn't helping Ketchikan's hydroelectric generation now, it will be useful in the long run.
Because it's accumulating, right? And snowpack is essential for the rest of the year.
As the snowpack melts, it helps to keep the lakes full. Heavy snow over the past couple weeks caused some outages in the community due to snow-laden trees toppling into power lines. Donato says one led to a blown transformer that caught fire and sent some surges through the lines south of town. Those surges damaged equipment and appliances in some homes, and Donato says KPU did get some calls for claims.
And the unfortunate thing is, you know, these are what we call acts of God. And so the municipal code is written such that we're not responsible for such acts. If it was something that KPU caused, say in the course of trying to connect something and misconnected it, then we would obviously be at fault and we'd be responsible for the damage. But we can't take responsibility for the snow and snow-laden trees and et cetera, et cetera.
Donato says surge protectors can help protect equipment and appliances, but surge protectors also can become less effective with time, especially if they've taken a few hits. He recommends switching out surge protectors regularly. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.